Chapter 3, A Prophecy About the Last Days. But know this, that in the last days grievous times will come. For men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, railers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, not lovers of good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of reverence towards God, but having denied the power of it. From such people, turn away. For these are they that creep into houses and take captive weak-minded women laden with sins, led away with by various lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also withstand the truth. Men corrupted in mind, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made evident to all men, as theirs also came to be. Paul's encouragement to Timothy. But you, follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, sufferings. Think of what things befell me in Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors shall grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you, grow in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from a child you have known the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise to salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, completely empowered to every good work.